started the sugi of muktzah, yeah? Okay, good. So with regard to muktzah, which is a massive sugi, there are two ways of learning muktzah. One is to go through the halachas, and that's important, but I think in this case, the sugyas are important. So my goal today is to just look at some of the different sugyas and try to put some perspective on muktzah. So let's begin on Daf Yutes Amid Beis. I couldn't find the Gemara Shabbos, so I'm using different pieces of different Gemaras here. The Gemara on Daf Yutes Amid Beis is a good place to start. Before the Mishnah on Daf Yutes Amid Beis, Omar Rav Nachman, the Gemara quotes Rav Nachman, Eiz, this is a case of Yontif, Eiz lechalva, v'rachel legizosa, v'tarnagolos lebeitzosa, v'sorei deridya, v'samrei deiska, Rav Osar, u'shmuel, Omar Mut, v'kamiflegi, v'plugta, d'Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rav Shimon. So we have a long list of cases of ochlin. We have the milk of an eiz. We have the giza of the rochel, the beitza of the tarnagoles. All these can be prepared on yontif because of meleches ochel nefesh. We have a shor, which is usually designated for charisha, l'ridot, ridya, radya. And now he wants to shecht it and eat its meat. The samri de iska, or he has crates of dates that have been designated for export, for sale on the market. So the Gemara says that this machlokus between Rav and Shmuel, Rav is machmir and Shmuel is mekil. Shmuel will allow you to milk the cow and drink its milk, and Shmuel will allow you to shech the animal, even though the animal is miyud l'radya. Shmuel will allow you to take these tamarim and eat them on Yontif, even though they were designated for Schora. The Gemara says that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. And the Gemara over and over again uses the term Reb Shimon lesle muktzah. So what one thing that we want to put on our agenda today is, what does that mean, Reb Shimon lesle muktzah? That's not poshut. So that's the Gemara here on Daf Yutes Amid Beis. Then for a moment we'll fast forward to a Gemara on Daf Mem Hey Amid Aleph, and the Gemara says in Perikira, that's where most of the laws of Muktzah are, at least as far as Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says on Mem Hey Amid Aleph at the bottom, Boy Minei Rav Shimon Ben Berebi. Mi Rebbe Patzilei Tamra L'Rav Shimon Mahu. Rashi says, what's Patzilei Tamra? Tamarim Hanilkotim Kodem Bishulon. So you have these fruits that were taken off the tree before they were ripe. Rashi says, Konsim Osom Besalim. And if you wait a long time, they become ripe on their own. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the din according to Rav Shimon if he decides to eat from these unripened tamarim? And the Gemara answers, Ein muktzah Rav Shimon Ela grogros v'tzimukim bilvat. So the Gemara says that although according to Rav Yehuda patzilei tamara would be asur, we did muktzah, but according to Rav Shimon it would not be muktzah. And then the Gemara says, "V'Rebbe lesle muktzah v'tanan," and the Gemara has a stira from a mission in Be'er. Fine. So we have the case of tamri de iska, which were designated for sale, for marketing, and now we have the case of patzilei tamra, which are unripened dates and are usually set aside until they ripen. And in both cases, the Gemara records machlokas between Reb Shimon, who's mekil, and Reb Yudu's machmir. Reb Shimon lesle muktzah. The third Gemara is the Gemara at the end of Masechet Shabbos. There, the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph,
Tana Rabbanan Tvua Tzvura.
Once again, you have grains that are gathered together, La'otzar, and they're placed in storage. And the Gemara first thinks, according to the Braisa, that Rabbi Shimon is Machmir, and the Chachamim are Mekil. The Gemara says, Klapilaya, Ela Ema. The Gemara says, Faker, you have to change around the Manti Omrim, and Rabbi Shimon is Matir. So that's case number three. So we have, let's just summarize what we have so far. We have the sugya on Daf Yud Tesam in Beis, which has a whole list of ochlin which are generally not used for eating because they've been designated for other things. Like, for example, a shor is not used for its meat, but rather as a work ox. And that's the sugya of Tamar de Iski. That's one case where Reb Shimon Lesley Mutz. Then we have the sugya here on Daf Mem Heyamid Beis, the final maskana of the Gemara, Patzile Tamra, which are not ripened yet, Reb Shimon is Mekil, because Lesley Mukta. And then we have the case of Kupo Shalotzar, of Tvua, where once again Reb Shimon is Mekil. So if you take a look at the sugya at the beginning of Beya, on Daf Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says that according to Rabbah, Beisa Shenolda Asura. Why? Dichsiv v'haya b'yom ha'shishi ve'viu es asher yaviu ve'chinu es asher yaviu. That means that there's a requirement, there's a din of hachana mivod yom. And that Rabbah derives from a pasuk, which is another discussion whether muktz is derives or not. Lineta will talk about that, but not today. And Rashi goes very far here. Rashi says ve'chinu asher yaviu means v'izminu kigon ani ochel lemachar, and Rashi repeats himself. Rashi says, "Boy lesudaso hazmana," and he requires hazmana, and he has to declare that this is designated for my achila, for achila Shabbos. So I was thinking that maybe Rabbi Yehuda accepts this drasha. And he accepts the din of hachana. If there's no hachana, it's mukta. Again, whether that's the oraisa or rabbanan is a different issue. And Rav Shimon Bechlal rejects the halacha of hachana. There's a fundamental machlokus between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon as to whether or not we dash in this pasuk. There are other drushes. The Gemara, for example, suggests that maybe Veichinu es asher yaviu is to teach us that ein Shabbos mechino liyontiv ein yontiv mechin l'Shabbos, except in din in Kiddush Sayom, that we shouldn't use the hachana from one day that has Kiddush Sayom to another day that has Kiddush Sayom. And therefore, Reb Shimon rejects the halach of hachana. But this, I think, is an untenable position. Al Karchenu, from many, many different sugyas, Reb Shimon also accepts the halach of hachana. I don't think it's feasible to maintain that Reb Shimon rejects Hachon. Let me give you a few examples. The Gemara Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis says that with regard to Ner Shedolek B'Shabbos, so the Gemara says, let's take a look at the Gemara for a minute, Mem Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Mosa Shemin Shebiner Veshebekara, Rav Shimon is Matir. So it means Erev Shabbos I lit the Ner, and the Shemin now is Dole. When the Ner is Kavui, then Rav Shimon says you're allowed to use Mosa Shemin Shebiner. You can take the Shemin and use it for what you want. Alma, says the Gemara, Le Rav Shimon Lesley Mukta. For a mini, what do we do with the case in Masechta Beita? There the case is on Daf Chavavam and Aleph in Beita. It says there that if you have a Bechar, a Zachar, a Bechar Le'imo, you cannot shecht it on Yontif. Why? Rav Shimon says, Kol She'ein Mumo Nikar Merev Yontif. If it's a Balmum, then you can shecht it. It's Mutter. But since you don't know whether it's going to be a Balmum, ain't Zemin Amuchan. Rav Shimon says it's also, you can't shecht it on Yantif. So the Gemara asks a stira. On the one hand, Rav Shimon is matir most of Shem and Shebener. On the other hand, Rav Shimon says that you're not allowed to shecht a Bukhar on Yantif. Hachi Hash, the Gemara says, is the difference. Hasam, in the case of Ner, Adam Yoshevu Mitzape, a Mase to Chabenero. He anticipates that the Ner is going to go out. Hacha, but here in the case of a Bukhar, Adam Yoshevu Mitzape, Mase Yipo Bomu, Neymar Omar, Miyemer Denafel Bein Mumo. Vim Tinslom Denafel Bein Mumo, Miyemer Denafel Bein Mum Kavua. Like a mum eshena kavua is still kaddish b'ktushas bechar, you can't shecht it. So how's he going to know that even if there is a mum, that it's a mum kavua? V'im tum salam nafal mum kavua mi yemer demis takik lechacham. Maybe he won't find a chacham, will be matir the mum. So the Gemara here assumes that unless you have yoshev mitzape, in the case of Moshe Hashem Shebenei, Reb Shimon is not mekil. Reb Shimon requires hachana. Reb Shimon holds that since he anticipates that the Ner will be extinguished during the course of Shabbos, let's say tomorrow in the daytime, therefore most of Shem Shener is Mutter. Why? Because it has Achana to it. Yoshev HaMitzapa. Mashenken, in the case of a Bechar, where there's no Yoshev HaMitzapa, Reb Shimon agrees that it's Mukta. So we see that Reb Shimon also operates within the framework of Hachan. That's the Gemara here on Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. Then, for example, Reb Shimon holds that if you have Ochel She'eno Muchan, and that's the Sugiyah Mem Dalid of Grogos Vitzimukim, there too Reb Shimon is molded that it's Mukta. He wasn't making them because he put them up on the roof and he expects them to be dried, but in the meantime they're too sour to eat. And if it's ain't a royal achila, then it's muktzah, it doesn't have a Taurus Mukhan to it. So fundamentally Reb Shimon also requires a Taurus Mukhan. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says Reb Shimon less like muktzah? What is the yisod of the machlokas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon? Both Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon require hachana. There's got to be a din of mukhan. For Reb Shimon holds that in the case of Tamra de Iska, for example, or Ptsili de Tamra, it's considered mukhan. And Reb Yehuda says, no, it's not considered mukhan because he designated for the marketplace, he's going to do schara with it, or for example, he doesn't want to eat it until it ripens, and therefore it's not considered mukhan. Comes along Reb Shimon, he says it is mukhan. So what are they arguing about? And furthermore, there's another pluta between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, and that's the sugya on Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph establishes an entirely different plukta between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The Gemara says that with regard to Moshe Hashem and Shebener, Reb Shimon is Mekil and Reb Yehuda is Machmir. Kol Zman Shaner Dolek is even, Reb Shimon agrees it's Mukta. So the Gemara says that according to Reb Yehuda, if it's mukta as long as the Ner is dolek, then migu diskatzoy lebein hashmashos iskatzoy lekuliyoma. Going into Shabbos, bein hashmashos it was mukta. So Reb Yehuda says once it's mukta for the entire Shabbos. And Reb Shimon says no, it's only mukta as long as it's a Ner dolek. But once it's kavui, it's no longer mukta because the Gemara says that Reb Shimon doesn't have the principle of migu diskatzoy lebein hashmashos iskatzoy lekuliyoma. What's the machlokas here? And so we have really a double machlokas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. We have the case of Ochlin that there's no hachana lehedja. In other words, you didn't explicitly prepare it for eating for food purposes on Shabbos or on Yontif. Right? That's the case of the sugya daf yutes and all the other sugyas we mentioned. And then we have machlokas here on daf memhei about whether we say Migud is katzoil ben hashmash is katzoil kul yoma. And offhand, these two machlokasim have nothing to do one with the other. So what's the connection? Is it just coincidental that it's again Rabbi Yehuda's machmir, Rabbi Shimon's mekil? I don't know, the mind would like to understand what's the connection between these two machlokas. Yoshua, did you want to say something? Fine. The case in Daf on Daf Mem Heim and Aleph, Boy Minei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Chitin Shezoron Bekarka Mahu. So he took these grains and he put them into the karka. Okay, the Mefarshim say that it wasn't after Ashrasha, because then there would be an Iser of Tolesh of Kotzer, but before Ashrasha. He designated for Hashrasha, it hasn't taken place yet. Mahu, can he take these chitin and use it? And that was the question that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan answered, Ein mukta l'Rav Shimon ella shemen shebiner b'shashu dolik. Holel v'hukta l'mitzvaso, hukta l'isure. So basically, we have here a conclusion of Rabbi Yochanan that chitin shezorim b'kak is not muktzah according to Rabbi Shimon, and the only case that Rabbi Shimon accepts muktzah is ner shedolek b'shabbos. As long as the ner is lit, you can't take anything. Even if, let's say, there was tiftuf hashemen, the shemen goes down, you can't use that shemen as long as the ner is dolek. Hovil v'huktzah mitzvaso huktzah l'isura. So this is another question I want to add here to our questions. Why does Rabbi Yochanan think that a hukta l'mitzvaso or a hukta l'isuro is radically different than all the other cases? I mean, obviously he's not intending to use the shemen, but he could use the shemen. And if the shemen is metaftev, why shouldn't he be able to use it? It seems that this case of shemen b'shashu dolek, because of huktel mitzvaso or huktel isuro, is a more severe, a more radical case of mukta, and even Rav Shimon agrees that mukta is also. But again, what happened at the end? He didn't intend to use it. So in the case of Tamri Diska, he didn't intend to use it. In the case of Ner, he didn't intend to use the shemen. Why is it that Rav Yochanan says that in this case, Rav Shimon is moda, that it's paka mitoras hachana, and therefore it's mukt. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Shimon that once you agree, Rabbi Shimon, that it's mukt as long as it's dolek, then even after kibui it's got to be mukt because of migu diskatzoy lebein hashmashos. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon doesn't accept migu diskatzoy lebein hashmashos. Let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and maybe this will give us a clue. The Gemara says the following. Give me a second here. The Gemara says the following. Amar Azutra. Li Olam, 12 lines up from the bottom of the Omer. Li Olam, Rabbi Shimon, Vikika Shari Rabbi Shimon, Bener Zuta. If it's a Ner Zuta, the Gemara says, Daite Iluye. In other words, if the Ner has enough Shemen to light, it could go the whole Shabbos, but we don't know it's going to go the whole Shabbos, then it's Daite Iluye. He's not Mesiach Das. Avohani. Because the Gemara has the stira that Rav Shimon agrees in the cases of Kos v'kara v'ashishis, where there's a massive volume of oil in the Nair, is asur. Why? Says the Gemara, because there's no daite iluye. Hani nefishi, here there's a great volume of oil, and therefore there's no daite Iluya. So it sounds like Rav Shimon's chiddush here, in the case of a ner zuta and Moshe Shemin Shebnei Lachar Kibui, is a daite iluye. He has das on it. Or as we saw earlier in the Gemara on daf mem vavam beis, where the Gemara differentiates between the case of Bechar and the case of Moshe Shemin Shebnei, Hasam, the Gemara says, in the case of Moshe Shemin Shebnei, Adam Yoshev Umitzapa. So if we put these two Gemaras together, Mem Dalet Amid Aleph and Mem Vav Amid Beis, we really have a pretty neat package. What Rav Shimon is saying here is that Daite Iluye, that he has Das for the Moshe Shemin Shebnei, and why? Says the Gemara here, in the name of Rav Nachman, on Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, because it's Adam Yoshev Umitzape Emasai Techave Nero. In other words, you get the impression here from the Gemara that the machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yud is the following. Reb Shimon says that he puts it away. Let's take the case of Ochlin, which he designates for Schora. He puts it away, and it's not Muchan. He doesn't have any das. He's Mesiach das because he doesn't anticipate using it. He's gonna send it, ship it off to the marketplace. Or, for example, he puts away the tamarim in the salim and he expects them to ripen. So he doesn't have an anticipation that he's going to eat it during the course of Shabbos. Comes along Reb Shimon, and what's Reb Shimon's chiddush? Why does Reb Shimon disagree with Reb Yehuda? He basically operates within the same framework of Reb Yehuda. He accepts all the premises of Reb Yehuda. We need a din hachana in order to remove muktzah. But he says there is hachana. Why is the achana? Says the Gemara, because daite iluye, he has das on it. Comes along Reb Shimon and he says, Adam Yoshev Mitzape Masa Yechabe Nero. The whole thing comes down to a machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon about whether he has das or whether he doesn't have das. You hear what I'm saying? It would sound like the chiddush of Reb Shimon and his argument against Reb Yehuda is simply daite iluye. So that even though he thinks he's going to sell this on the marketplace, but you know what, daite iluye, maybe I'll need it to eat. You know, run out of dates to offer my guests, or maybe you know I'll run out of dates and I have to eat this date that's not ripened yet. It's not fully ripened. And the same thing in the case of Hotzar that we saw at the end of the Masechta. In all these cases, Reb Shimon is Mechadesh that Adam Yoshev Mitzapa, the Daite Iluye. Stoch Rav Osai, I have two questions. I mean, first of all, so what is it? The Machlokas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is about Daito Shel Bnei Adam? You know, does a person have Das? You know, what's the psychology here? Does a person say to himself, you know what, maybe I'll use it. And therefore I want to make Achanar. You know, Reb Yehuda says no. That's not in his mindset. Reb Shimon says, well, you know what? Let's go into a psychological analysis of his subconscious mind. You know, and say, well, you know, Becholzot, maybe I will use it. It's a very strange machlokas.
Machlokas, how mufurshadas do you need? Reb Yehuda requires an explicit das, and They're not
chalik and matzias.
It's just
Rabbi
Shimon says that even
though
the fact that you brought the back of your mind, that if it goes out,
right,
is it? That's
going to
be enough.
It's like, for example, you know, there's a machlokas shin Reb Chaim and the Chazanish about a person who stands up to daven whether he has kavanah. So Reb Chaim says if he's thinking about the moon, you know, he's thinking about his stocks and bonds. The Rambam says, "Is ain't a tefillah?" He has to daven again. The Chazanish says, "But he stood up to davening." So, in some sort of, he calls it. The Chazanish has an interesting phrase. He calls it yidia keya. You know, in some sort of latent awareness. You know, in his mind, he's aware. Who's he talking to here? You know, he must be carrying on a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chazanish says he has kavan. Here also, you know, Reb Yehuda says he doesn't intend to eat it. So that's not hachana. And Reb Shimon says he does intend to eat it. He doesn't intend to eat it. Yeah, but you know what? Maybe in his subconscious mind, he's thinking, you know, if you'd wake him up in the middle of the night and ask him, well, what happens if, you know, he would admit that he has to eat it. You know, so that's, I think, Yoshua, that's your approach. What happens if there's a, not an explicit lehedja hachana, but let's say there's a hachana in his subconscious mind, because if you woke him up, he would say, yeah, I want it. Stuff. That's Reb Shimon says that's enough hachana.
It's not only if it's hachana or not hachana. The machlok is if it's iskatzoi, is it mukta or not?
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. That there's a pella over here, because if the machlokus is, does he have kavana, does he have, is he mechin or is he not mechin, if that's what they're arguing about, then what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that as far as Moser Shevin Shebiner, the machlokus, the plukta between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, revolves around Migin the Skatzoy Lemen Hashmosh the Skatzoy Lemen Yoyma? I mean, that doesn't sound like a machlokas whether he had das or he isn't on das.
So you have to agree that he had a das, but it's mukta because it's katzoy. That's a machlokas. If it's katzoy.
Oh, so then it's a whole different machlokas. But then, what does it have to do with patsili the tamra and tamra the iska? If I were in, we're sort of in a bind. We could either say the following: that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Tamra de Iska and Patsili de Tamra, and again all that, the whole list over there in the Gemara and Daf Yutes, that machlokas is about this issue, you know, is he making it, is he not making it, and so forth and so on. Then Roman numeral number 2, as I call it, we have another plukta between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and that revolves around an entire different issue. Is there halacha? So again, this is already a klal. Rabbi Yehuda accepts the klal of Migud Iskatzoy Ben Hashmosh Iskatzoy L'Kuli Yoma, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no such din as this Migud Iskatzoy Ben Hashmosh Iskatzoy. The machlokas about Migu clearly is not about Das B'nei Adam, you know, whether he has, as the Gemara calls it, Yisuve Daite, excuse me, not Yisuve Daite, what's the Gemara's like, Asecha Daite or Lo Asecha Daite. Yisuve Daite is from Masechta Yuma. I get a little confused there. That has to do with the Shir of Achila on Yom Kippur. But, you know, whether it's Asecha Daite or Lo Asecha Daite, that's not the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon on Migu the Skatzol Ben Hashmosh the Skatzol Kuliyoma. So then I come to the conclusion that there are two different plunktas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, it's not the worst thing in the world, but maybe, perhaps, we could suggest a different approach.
But I understood that you need two conditions to be iskatzoi, lechinu bayadayim veloichozi.
Hold on to that. That's going to be the sugya of grogos v'tzimukim. Meaning, what's the difference between grogos v'tzimukim and patzilei tamra? That's going to be that Rashi has two categories. You know, whether you need dechiyah v'yadayim or you don't need dechiyah v'yadayim. Maybe we'll touch on that later on, but I think that's premature for us. You know, we'll leave it for a little bit later. Is that right, Yisrael? Okay, good. All right. Now, in the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara says that Mosar Shemin Shebiner, we said, is Adam Mitzap, correct? I want to point out to you another sugya, which is here in Masecht of Be'a, on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, and there the Gemara also presents the same thesis. The Gemara there is talking about Atzei Sukkah. Let's say that one of the branches of the piece of wood of the sukkah falls down on Yontif, or you're allowed to use it for your personal purposes. And the Gemara wants to say that that depends upon Mukta, because Erev Yontif, going into Yontif, it was set aside for the sukkah. And it's Mukta L'mitzvah, so Shem Shavayim Chalaleim, and so forth. So the Gemara presents here a stira. The Gemara says that even Reb Shimon is Modeh, that Atzei Sukkah, if they fall, then Mukta. I, Rabbi Shimon, is Matir Mosar Shemin Shebenei Liachar Kibui. So the Gemara says, Mi Dami. Hasam Adam Yoshevu Mitzape, Eimosai Techabin Nero. Hacha, here in the case of Sukkah, Adam Yoshevu Mitzape, Eimosai Tipol Sukkoso. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon could only be Matir in the Sukkah Ru'uah, where it's Daite Iluye. So once again, the Gemara is very consistent, whether it's on Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, when the Gemara is talking about Moshe Shemin Shebiner as opposed to Shechita of a Bechar, or the Sugya in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Moshe Shemesh Shemineh as opposed to Atzei Sukkah Shenoflu the Yontif. In both cases, the Gemara says, let's operate within the principle of Adam Yoshev Mitzap. With regard to Ner, we could say Adam Yoshev Mitzap, and therefore it's Daite Iluye. With regard to Atzei Sukkah, with regard to the case of a Mum, where we don't know if there'll be a Mum, and if there'll be a Chacham to be mad to the Mum, there it's not Yoshev Mitzap. And therefore, Reb Shimon agrees that it's us. But I have one other little problem here. I don't know if you'll identify with this problem. In the case of Tamri de Iska, back on Daf Yutes Amid Beis, the Gemara does not mention Adam Yoshev Umetzap. It's very fascinating to me that the language of Shas, of Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh, as to the best of my knowledge, only appears with regard to Moser Shemin Shebeneh. There the Gemara employs the language Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh. In the case of Tamri de Iska, the Gemara doesn't say Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh, you know, maybe he'll lead the Tamarim and he'll take him out of the crates. Yeah, that's interesting. So again, if the Yisod of Rabbi Shimon as to why he argues with Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Moshe Shem Shemineh is Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh, it's interesting that the Gemara omits that Svara in the case of Tamri de Iske. I don't know if that's a point. In any event, what do you say?
Isn't that just Achana?
Maybe there is Achana. I don't know. But again, if we're going to combine the sugyas together, and the question of whether there's Achana, all depends. No, but I'm saying if basically this Rabbi Yehuda asks mukts in all these cases, why? Because he doesn't assume. Okay, just give me a minute. What I'm saying is, if Rabbi Yehuda in all these cases says that there's no hachana because he doesn't anticipate using it, correct? And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is never going to operate with Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh. And then we ask the question, so why does Rabbi Shimon introduce Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh? Maybe as Yoshua said before, maybe a different kind of kavana, you know, deeper, shall we say, not kavana lehedja, not mefurash, but a kavana that's assumed and maybe an impossible achana. Then I'm just saying that if the whole issue between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon revolves around Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh, it's a little bit interesting that we only find Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh by the case of Ner, of Moshe Shem Shemineh. We might assume that in the case of Patsili de Tamrei, we also have a kind of an Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh, or Tamri de Iska, but yet the Gemara doesn't mention it. Maybe the Gemara assumes it, and therefore Reb Shimon is always consistently based on Adam Yoshev
Umetzapeh. Is the Gemara's assumption though that there's Achana? That's what the Gemara is assuming.
Yes, I think so. Because again, if there's no Achana, even Reb Shimon agrees that it's Mutzapeh.
So then what's the Yoshev Mitzapeh? It's just a matter of Lashonis. Is that a...
Again, the goal of Yoshev Mitzapeh is going to have to be that it's Muchan. But the question is, why? Rabbi Yehuda, I think, has a strong argument. You know, what do you mean, Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh? You lit the Nair, it's going. Mehechetesei, how do you get this Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh? Where's it coming from? That's Rabbi Yehuda's argument. And I think Hamotzi Michaver, the burden of proof here is on Reb Shimon to establish that there's an Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh. In Patsili de Tamri, he doesn't even mention that svar. So what are they arguing about? And how does this all tie in to Migu this Katsoy Ben Hashmashos is Katsoy Lekuyom? Alright. Rabosa, I'd like to suggest the following pshat. That the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is what is hachana. The pasuk says, "Vayav yom hashishi ve'echinu es asher yaviv." Says Rabbi Yehuda, hachana means hachanas hagavra. You need a maisa hachana. Again, I'm not suggesting, like Rashi says in Beitza, that has to be taken under advisement, that you need a hazmana b'peh. Rabbi Yehuda says, if Bnei Adam generally see this as muchan, it's ready, it's mezuman for use, says Rabbi Yehuda, then that das of Bnei Adam creates a maisa hachana. I was making it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, in cases like Patsili de Tamre, you can't say that I was making it. Most people would not anticipate using it. Or in the case of Moshe Shemin Shebiner, I'm not planning to use it. Okay, we'll get back to that case in just a minute. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda establishes in all these cases this mukta, because you cannot call it mukhan unless there was a hachana. The Bailim have to do a hachana. Comes along Rabbi Shimon and he says, nay, there's no such din as a maisa hachana. What you need is that the heft itself be mukhan. Hachana is a reflection of the status of the object. If the object itself is mukhan, then that's called hachana. I don't need a maisa hagavra. Let me try to explain what I mean. Rabbi Yehuda operates with the following premise. Within the context of hachanas hagavra, when we enter Shabbos, we have to ask at that critical moment of Bein HaShemashos one question. Were you making or were you not making? Says Rabbi Yehuda, on the contrary, I wasn't making this nair. I lit this nair Litzarch Shabbos. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I can't take my hachana and superimpose it on the opposite of hachana. When I did the opposite of hachana, and I declare that this is designated for Shabbos as a ner Shabbos, that means I'm making basically a declaration that it's not mukhan for my use. I have no intention for my use. Says Rabbi Yehuda, since at the critical moment entering into Shabbos, you pushed it aside, so to speak. You don't want to make a hachana on it. Adarab, you designate it as a Ner Shabbos. It's lacking hachana sagavra. There's no such thing as saying, well, you know what? In the middle of Shabbos, this Ner is going to go out. So I'm going to be making it for the middle of Shabbos. You just did the opposite. Entering into Shabbos, you said, V'ayim yom ha-shishi, lo hechinu. And now with a lo hechinu, you're going to say v'hechinu? Says Rav Shimon, you're making a mistake, Rav Yud. You're assuming Ve'echinu means that the Gavra has to be made. And you're right. As far as the Gavra is concerned, it's a Tarti Desasra. You can't say that you're not making it and you are making it. Take your choice. Make your decision. But Rav Shimon says, Nein, that's not the halacha of Ve'echinu as Asher Yaviyu. Ve'echinu as Asher Yaviyu has to be inherent in the Chefta. Is the Chefta Roi? Is it Mukhan Mitzad Atzmo? Then it's Mukhan, it has a Din Hachon. If it's not Mukhan Mitzad Atzmo, if it's Eino Roy, then it's Mukht. Says Reb Shimon, I have two Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is going to be Migud Diskatzoy Ben HaShemashos. I'm not going to accept that principle. You know why? Because going into Ben HaShemashos, this Hefta, this object, is Eino Mukhan and it's Mukhan, both simultaneously. There's no Stira. The Tarek Nisasri is only within Rabbi Yehuda's frame of reference. That the Gavra has to be Mechin. If the Gavra is Mechin, then he can't be Mechin if he says it's Eino Mukhan, if he designates it as a Nair for Shabbos. Comes along Rav Shimon and says, forget about the Gavra. I'm not interested in the Gavra. I want to know, is the Hefta Mucha Mitzad Atzmo? Is the Hefta Mucha Mitzad Atzmo? Says Rav Shimon, it is and it isn't. On a temporary basis, it's not Mukhan, but it's going to become Mukhan. What's the Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh? We have to reinterpret the Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh. We thought that Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh is a Svara to explain what the Gavra is doing. He's preoccupied with Yoshev Mitzapeh. He's sitting there waiting for the Nair to go out. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that even according to Rav Shimon, there's a Tanai here. If you were Makted, as we'll discuss later on, if you were Mesiach Das, then even Rav Shimon would accept Mukta. A person could be Mesiach Das from something. He could take something that you mentioned before and put it up on the roof, like Rogus Vitzimukim. That's a different halacha. That's halacha of Hesech Hadas as a haktzah, as an active haktzah, b'kum v'aseh. But says Rav Shimon, if you aren't makted b'kum v'aseh, then I establish a din mukhan based on the chefta. If the din mukhan is based on the chefta, Adam Yoshev Mitzapa removes the problem of what? of a haktsas hagavra, what we call hesek hadas. There's no hesek hadas daita iluye. Ella, what are you going to tell me? But where's the hachana? Rabbi Yehuda yells and screams from the rooftops. Where's your hachana over here? You can't say that in the middle of Shabbos you're going to wake up and make a hachana. You just excluded it from a hachana. The answer is that Rabbi Shimon doesn't require an act of hachana. The object is muchan me'elav me'mela because it's roi l'kach. If, again, there has to be a condition. No hesek hadas. But if there's no hesek hadas, if it's daite iluye, if it's onem yoshim etzapa, then I ask myself a different question. Will this have to be roi or will it not be roi? Says the Gemara, says Mar Zutra, it all depends. If it's a Ner Zutra, then I can anticipate it's going to be roi. So already entering into Shabbos, I can say about this Cheftz that midway through Shabbos it's going to be roi, and therefore it's Muchan. It's Muchan now entering in Shabbos, Aliyach Arzman, for Shabbos in the morning. However, if it's a kos vashish, what's called a kara kos vashishus, which is going to be lit for the entirety of Shabbos, unless some wind, unforeseeable wind, comes and blows out the candle, it's going to continue to be lit. Then the heft itself is ain't a roi. Then even Rabbi Shimon will say migu this katzoy lebein hashmash this katzoy lekumim. So even if a wind will come and blow out the candle midway through Shabbos, nevertheless it's muksa according to Rabbi Shimon because entering into Shabbos the heftza wasn't mukhan. It was pakale shem hachana b'heftza. And if the heftza is pakale shem hachana, it never can become mukhan for Shabbos. So basically, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both adopt the same principle, namely that migu this katzoy means that once this hafkas hachana, you can't be making something midway through Shabbos. The question is whether there could be a hachana erev Shabbos, bein hashmoshos. That's going to be the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda requires a hachana, and the gavra cannot state, well, I'm not being making it, and I am being making it at the same time. He can't say such a thing. The Achanas HaGavra has to be now, actively, at that critical moment, entering in Shabbos, and with the framework within the framework of Rabbi Yehuda requiring Achana, it's not possible to make Achana Aliyach HaZman. I mean, later on we'll see there's a sugi of Tanai. Tanai is a little bit different. He can make a Tanai according to some Rishon. But let's assume for our purposes, like the Balamar and others, there's no such thing as Tanai, or if there is Tanai, it only works for Rav Shimon, not for Yud. Again, that's a whole sugi unto itself, correct? But leaving out Tanai, Rav Yehuda's Shita is that either you have Achon or you don't have Achon. Comes along Rav Shimon, he says, no, that's not true. If the Cheft itself is Muchan, it's going to be Roy during Shabbos, then there is Achon and Memela in the Cheft. So therefore, I'm not involved in the entirety of the Sasre. You can't take me to task and say to me, well, wait a minute, you rejected it from Achon and now you're accepting it midway through Shabbos? How can you make Achon in the middle of Shabbos? The answer is even entering into Shabbos, the Cheft is Roy. So Rav Bosa, what do we gain from this? There aren't two different machlokuses between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. It's the same identical machlokus. In the case on Daf Yutes, and we saw elsewhere, Mem Dalet and Kuf Chavav, in the case of Patsili de Tamre or Tfu Shal Otsar, it's the same machlokus between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda says, where's Achanas HaGavra? On the contrary, he created it up, he's sending it out to market, he doesn't have any intention to use it. Comes along Rav Shimon, and he says, it doesn't matter. Here he doesn't need Yoshev Mitzvah, because there never was a Hesek Hadas. It's not like the case where he actively lit the candle for Shabbos as a Shabbos candle, Hutzal Mitzvah. No. Here it's a case of Tmorim. Says Rav Shimon, are the Tmorim edible? Are they Ruyim Achila? Are they not Ruyim Achila? Rav Yehuda requires Achana, and he says, well, there's no Achana. And Rav Shimon says, but the Achana licked. It's inherent in the Cheftza, right? It's a Banui B'toch HaCheftza, as we say. And why is it Banui B'toch HaCheftza? Because it's Royal Achila. Ella what? I don't anticipate using it. Why? Because I want to sell the market. Or I would like it to ripen a little bit more so it's beautiful and tasty. But fine, is it Royal Achila? It's Royal Achila. If it's Royal Achila, it's Mukhan Mitzarachi. If this be the case, Rabosa, then perhaps we understand very well the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei, which we mentioned earlier. I want to read to you this Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Muksel Rav Shimon, Ela Ke'ein Shemen Shebener B'Shashu Dolek." What happened? happen over here? Rav Yochanan says that there is a category of muktzah that even Rav Shimon accepts. And what's that? That's the Shemen Shebener Bishashu Dolek. Why? Why does Rav Shimon accept that case of muktzah? Says Rav Yochanan, Hoil v'hukta limits vaso, hukta lisur. So Rav Bosa, we ask the following question. Why is this case any different than all the other cases? You're talking about while the nair is dolik. The nair is dolik, the shemen there, the shemen is edible, maybe perhaps the wind will come and blow it out. Why not say all the svaras of Rav Shimon even in this case? Hoel v'hukta limitzvaso, hukta lisuro. The Ramban says on this that it's two different svaras. It's number one, hukta limitzvaso, and number two, it's hukta lisuro. And therefore, Rav Shimon would be mode in either of these two cases, whether it's Huktzel Mitzvaso, Odilva, Huktzel Isur. Why? What's unique about these cases that even Rav Shimon is mode that there is Mukta? And what's the answer of Osai? Because Rav Shimon agrees to the din of Mukta. Just Rav Shimon also said, what's Mukta? In the Heft itself, the Heft is right. Ah, but here, you designate it for a mitzvah. Once you designate for a mitzvah, it's Alok of Chal Shem Shemayim Aleim engenders an Isur. And now the Heft itself is Hukta. In other words, Rabbi Shimon he's not Goretz, he doesn't accept Hukta of the Gavra. But he accepts Hukta of the Heft if the Heft is ain't a Roy. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in two cases, the heft itself is ain't a roi. There's a chalashem heft shal mitzvah. There's a chalashem heft of the sura. The shemen shebener, as long as it's doleg, is a different heft. So this heft itself is ain't a roi. If it's ain't a roi, then even Rav Shimon holds that as long as it's ain't a roi, it's muksa. Not because there's a more extreme hafkas hachana, because you don't want to be making it. Not the way we said it before. That's true for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he pushed it aside. He doesn't want to be making it for his own use. He designated for a mitzvah. He designated for Isura. You're not allowed to take the Shemin because of the Isur Kibud. No! According to Rabbi Shimon, none of those svaras work. Rabbi Shimon is predicated on a different halacha. He asks where there's haktsa and a muktzah in the chefta. Says Rabbi Shimon, in this case of huktzah l'mitzvaso, there's haktsa in the chefta. And in the case of Huktzel Isuro, there's Akta in the Hefta. That far even Rav Shimon wouldn't go. That's Mafkia the Hachana. Once the Hefta is Mufka from Hachana, because the Hefta now is a Hefta Shal Mitzvah, or it's a Hefta the Isura, then even Rav Shimon holds that there's no possibility of being making it, and therefore it's Mukta. And one last point I wanted to make. It could be, I'm just thinking out loud, this has to be studied very carefully, that grogos v'tzimukim might also come under this halacha, that the heft itself is mufka from hachon. What do I mean? Rashi says that you combine two things. On the one hand, it's eno roi, and on the other hand, he was docha biyodai. Right? He put it up on the roof, and he wants it to dry in the sun, and it's going to become sour and not edible. So why does Rashi need A plus B? Usually it's either A or B. 0 plus 0 equals 0. You know, you can't create something as from two halves over here, two halves. So the answer is, I think, that what Rashi wants to say is that it's roi, but it's ain't a roi. Meaning you can't tell me that grogus and tzimukim is inedible. This guy is not an idiot and he's eating something that's going to give him a bellyache. Okay, it's not totally ripened, and he probably would not offer it for his guests, unless he was really desperate, but it could be eaten. So Rashi needs a clincher that will take us from the Gavra to the Hefta, so to speak. In other words, the Hefta itself could be considered roi. Rashi says, now I need another factor. What's going to be the Makim HaPatish? It's going to be Dechia B'Yadayim. Once the Gavra makes a declaration that for me it's not Roi, then it's a Haktzah in the Heft itself. He's Mafkia the Hachana from the Hefta, and once the Hefta has no Din of Hachana, there cannot be a Kiyum of the Din of Eichinu Asher Yaviu, and therefore it becomes Muktzah. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. And hopefully we'll get more into this as we get along. This was just Bitoras Hagadol.